This is Smart Tech, episode 1520. Use your phone to barbecue. The iGrill keeps track for you. Hello, and welcome to this juicy episode of Smart Tech. This is your host, Chuck Minear. And I like to eat. If you've ever seen a picture of me, if you've ever met me in person, you know I like to eat, and I like to eat meat. I like all kinds of meat, but I mostly like meat grilled and smoked. So I have a smoker, and I have a barbecue grill. And any of you who know how to grill or do any kind of cooking know the best way to guarantee consistent results in your barbecue and your cooking is by using temperature. Great cooks can feel. I've seen cooks use the palm of their hand, the density of different parts of the palm of their hand to indicate if you push on the meat, how done it is. But I'll tell you what, nothing beats a trusty thermometer. You stick the thermometer in and you find out what the temperature is and you know how well done the meat is. So I want to talk about thermometers today. Oh, don't turn it off, please. Hey, you know, I am most thrilled about the new trend in smartphones, in Android and in iOS, in that we can keep our lives connected. And I've talked about this before. In fact, our last episode, 1519, we talked about being connected to your luggage and that your luggage actually had a Bluetooth transmitter in it and allowed you to keep track of it, to track how many miles it went, to track the weight of the luggage. Well, what about if you could tell if your meat was done to perfection or anything else, really? There's quite a few devices out there that electronically take the temperature, but I want to talk specifically about two of them today. One, which has been on the market for a while, is called the iGrill. Now, the iGrill comes in three models. One model is made for your kitchen. It's white. It looks nice. I'm not sure why you would buy it, but okay. It's supposed to be a kitchen model, and it's supposed to fit into your decor. The other options for iGrill are its barbecue models. They are red, and they look good, and they work well. Now, I had the original iGrill, and I was moderately impressed with it. I mean, it kind of worked. It worked most of the time. What mostly would happen is I would lose Bluetooth connection, and I would have to take the batteries out of the back and reset the whole thing. It was pretty flaky, but I used it. Well, the new iGrill is the iGrill 2 is much improved, and what I like the best about it is you can put the probe into whatever you're cooking. And you can walk away, and your phone keeps track of your cooking. So you can look on your phone, see what the current temperature of the meal is, or the meat. In this case, it's meat, so let's just go with meat. If you're smoking meat, you can see what the temperature, depending on what model you have, you can see what the temperature of the oven is, the grill, and what the temperature of various meats are. So they have two main models that we're going to talk about today. The iGrill Mini, which is a small device that has one probe and it works with iOS and Android. It's $40 retail. You can usually find that a little cheaper on Amazon. And I will put a link, by the way, to all of this in our show notes. So you can click there and not only purchase your iGrill at a discount, but support Smart Tech at the same time. How can you go wrong? So the iGrill Mini, single unit, very nice looking little unit. It is one probe. You stick the probe into the meat. You connect it to your phone or your smart device. You can use an iPad. You can use an Android device that has Bluetooth. And you set the temperature that you want this to give you a warning at, and you walk away if you want to. You can walk away up to 30 feet. Now, my barbecue is at the back of my lot. I've got a grass area and then a den. If I walk into my den, I can pick up the iGrill all the way to the end of the den. So it works pretty well. It's got pretty good distance on it. And then it just gives me a warning. I can set the app lets me do several smart things, and it works on all their devices. So the difference between the iGrill Mini and the iGrill is the iGrill Mini is one probe, and it completely uses the iDevice to measure the temperature, or Android device too. The iGrill 2 has four ports. It comes with two probes, but you can plug in up to four probes into this. It's got a magnetic back, as both of them do on it, and you can stick it on a metal table, or you don't want to stick it right on the grill because the grill gets too hot, but something next to the grill that's metal, you can just set it on there. And it's got a LED readout on it. So you can see, using arrow buttons on the front, you can go between probes and see what the current temperature of each probe is right on the device, or you can use your smartphone. That one is $99.99, which seems like a lot of money for a thermometer, although remember, you're getting four thermometers in here, and you're also able to control it remotely. I waited until there was a sale. I think I got 25% off. So I got it around $75 when I purchased it. Keep your eyes open, usually, or get on their mailing list. Usually at certain grilling times of the year, they come out with some specials where you can buy it. So one of the things I like about it is it does seem to reconnect to Bluetooth. The first unit did not do this well. Like if you walked out of range, and then you walk back into range, sometimes I would have to manually reconnect or actually pull the batteries out of the first unit. This unit seems to work pretty well. I haven't had to reset very often. I think I have a couple times where it just hasn't connected, but usually you walk in and out of Bluetooth range and you will reconnect and disconnect automatically, which is nice. So you take the unit, let's talk about the iGrill 2, although the iGrill Mini works the same way. You take the unit out of the box, you plug it in, you pair it with your device, and then you download the free app off of your Google App Store or your iOS App Store. You can do certain things with the app then. The app lets you share your recipes and your success. So there is a social media thing that I've never, ever used. There's a whole section for recipes. But the best part are the timers. You can actually set a timer and have it alert you when your food gets to a certain temperature. And FDA recommended temperature settings are built into the device. So you can say, I want to cook chicken, and it'll tell you the safe temperature of chicken and it'll automatically set that. Although you can override it. Like, for example, if you like your meat a little bit more rare than the device rare setting is, you can set that. Then as it cooks, it also creates a chart. And so you can see a graph of the rise in temperature and the cooking of your meat. And when you learn to read those graphs, you can see whether it's cooking evenly or consistently. You can kind of see the rise in temperature of your cooking device and see whether it's the same. You can also put that probe, the interior probe, if you're just measuring the temperature of the device itself, not the meat, you can move that around and see whether you have consistent temperature, and you can actually see that in a graph. So there's some really good things about the graph and the app. And of course, as I said, with the social media, you can actually take a picture and post it onto social media and brag about your creation. The negative part of the iGrill, frankly, the weak part are the probes. In a grill, the temperatures get very, very hot, and there's a limit to how hot you can get a temperature probe before it just dies. The older ones seem to be a lower temperature threshold. These newer probes seem to be a bit more robust, but if you get much over 500 degrees, you're going to burn the probe out or burn the wire up going to the probe, because there's a wire that goes to the probe. So One of the expenses of an iGrill and also any other remotely monitored thermometer is the chance of burning the probe up, of the probe not working. They also sell separately an ambient temperature probe, so you can just clip this ambient temperature probe inside of your barbecue, and you can read the ambient temperature of the barbecue on the same device. It's a $20 additional purchase. It seems a bit overpriced. In fact, all of their probes are pretty expensive if you buy them from iGrill. Fortunately, seems to be that the plug in the iGrill is pretty standard for temperature probes for these type of things. So you can go on Amazon and some other sites and you can actually buy temperature probes at a lesser price. Now, I cannot speak to the quality of the cheaper probes, so you may want to try them out. But when you're talking the difference of $20 for a probe as opposed to $5 for a probe, sometimes it's worth, I think, trying out the $5 probe and see if they work, see how long they last. But what I tend to do is to try to insert the probe into the meat before I put it on the grill and then run the wire in a place that's not directly over the fire. And that's very important. The probes seem to last a lot longer in a smoker because in a smoker, you're dealing with much lower temperatures. Temperatures usually around 180 to 250, maxing out at maybe 300 degrees. So the temperature probes seem to last a lot longer in a smoker, and this works really well in a smoker environment. So would I give a thumbs up to an iGrill? I certainly would. I use one myself. I really like it. It is much better. Like I said, the second generation of this is much better than the first generation. And if you can find it on sale, it's even better. I love the fact that I don't have to sit there and baby my stuff, or that I have an alarm that warns me. Even if I'm out there, the alarm says, hey, you know, you need to check this stuff, because maybe let's say your meat catches on fire or there's a fire and a grease fire and you don't notice it. The temperature will spike and you'll get an alarm on your phone. So I'm really a proponent of the iGrill. But what is the next generation? Because, you know, this is smart tech, and I'm talking about a technology that, you know, currently exists. So I came across an alternative that you might want to look at. There's a website called Indiegogo. It's like Kickstarter. These are websites that are kind of the newest thing. When somebody they have an idea for a product and they don't have enough money to produce the product, but they have it all worked out, they go on these Kickstarter campaign websites, or in this case Indiegogo, and they say, look, I need $100,000 to produce this item. Here's what I've got. I've made a video of it. I have a prototype. And if you commit a certain amount of money right now to this, when it's funded, I will give you a product, or I will give you some kind of package, and I'll give you a deal on this. So there's a new one called Meter, M-E-A-T-E-R. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And Meter takes the idea of iGrill and it takes it to the next step. It puts the entire probe and thermometer in one unit. So there's no wire leaving the grill or the smoker. The Bluetooth transmitter is right in the unit itself. It works the same way in that it works on Bluetooth. It also has a butcher block that you can purchase. And inside the butcher block is a little Wi-Fi transmitter. So let's say that you are on the other side of your house, but you have Wi-Fi in your house. You connect the probe. Follow me here. You connect the probe to the butcher block via Bluetooth, and then the butcher block connects to your Wi-Fi router via Wi-Fi. That means you can be anywhere within your Wi-Fi range of your home or work or wherever you are, and you can still see the information and control your thermometer from your smart device, which is pretty neat. It's a good idea, and it gives them a storage and a charging place for this. So The device charges. It fits in this little holder. It charges up, and then you plug it in, and supposedly works like the iGrill, which is amazing. Okay. 1 meter is selling right now for $59. You get the charger and the probe, and it's $10 off MSRP. The original campaign raised $1.255 million. So a lot of people think this is a great idea. It says original campaign was 12,000% funded on October 22nd, 2015. So the meter is very cool. It looks like a good idea. My worry is that will this whole unit, you know, just fry itself inside of a cooker? I don't know. All the electronics are really small and they're inside this probe. Whereas on the iGrill, you could replace the probe and the electronics sit outside in the cool. The whole thing sits inside. The other nice thing about the meter is it's got an ambient temperature sensor built into it. So you plug this probe in and it tells you the temperature of the meat. And then the tip of the probe is also a thermometer, and it tells you the temperature of the cooking device. So you don't need two probes. You just need one probe and it does both. And you could plug this into, if you've got, let's say, four probes, you could plug these in theoretically to multiple pieces of meat in different places in the cooker. And then you'd really know what temperature variations you have within the, within your grill. And you'd be able to, to control different pieces of meat to different donenesses. So you've got $59 for one probe. And then you have $169 for the butcher block and the four meat probe. So it seems like a great idea. What'll be interesting to me is to see how robust these things are and whether they really hold up under real world grilling. They'll work in smokers. Smokers, like I said, get up, mid 200s and over a consistent period of time, probes seem to last really well in a smoker. But if you're a griller and you grill at high temperatures, you sear and do those kind of things, then these probes tend to short out or burn up. And they claim that this will hold up to searing and grilling, but we shall see. It is the first version of this. So there you are, two ways to cook your meat, ladies and gentlemen. And I think you should go on our website, www.smarttech.tv, and check out the links. Look at the meter and look at the iGrill and see which one you like. And you may, like I said, find out that all of this is way too much money to spend on a thermometer, and you're going to go for the $30 version or the $15 version. Just remember that you do get what you pay for with thermometers. They do sell some instant read thermometers, which are real popular with real chefs. And those are very nice. There's some that look instant read, but they're really not. They're really, they really take a while. And if you're doing something where you're poking an instant read thermometer in, your hand will burn if you can't pull it out pretty quick. The instant read thermometer that I have is a cheaper version. And I notice that when I push it into a piece of meat, it's not instant read. It takes about 15 or 20 seconds. And if I'm holding my hand over a grill, that doesn't work. So there are like $200 instant reads that are professional chefs' instant read thermometers. Those are instant read. As soon as you put it into whatever you're cooking, you get the temperature pretty much right away. So you do get what you pay for. You might decide that this is worth it. And especially with the cost of beef nowadays, one $59 thermometer might save you that much, at least in a ruined dinner if you're cooking for a lot of people. And just an idea. You can find out more about this wonderful technological item or any other technology that you're interested in at our website, The center of the tech universe is at www.smartteck.tv. We would, of course, love your comments. I'd like to know what you're using. If you are a griller, cooker, chef, and you have a device that you think is really neat and outshines maybe what we're talking about today, feel free to share it on our website. We are a community and we'd love to hear from you. You can leave it under the show notes. As soon as you go to the website, you click on the episode you want, and there's a way at the bottom to leave comments. You can also leave comments on our social media. We get a lot of comments through our Facebook page. So if you go to our website, smarttech.tv, you click on the Facebook icon on the right, you can like our page and you can leave comments there also. We'd also like to hear your show ideas. Did you find something recently that the smart tech community might be interested in and especially me would like to play with? So just leave your comments and we'll get back to you and we will see if we can review it on a later episode of Smart Tech. So all this talk about barbecue has made me very hungry and I think I'm going to go smoke a tri-tip. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about grilling, about smoking meat, and about tech.